This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Waikato on Free FM 89.0 and part of the Community Waikato podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me today, not actually in studio, but on the phone, Francine Hills, who's a health promoter at Age Concern Hauraki Coromandel. Welcome, Francine.
Kia ora, Roseanne.
Hey, it's great to have you with us, and amazing with technology these days. Whereabouts are you actually based yourself?
I live in Tapuru.
Right.
The Thames Coast.
Okay, so here we are having a conversation. You're in Tapuru, I'm in Hamilton, Kirikiriroa. But it's great that we're still able to come together and to make this recording. So, Francine, just maybe firstly, a little bit about yourself. I'm detecting there's a little bit of an accent going on there.
There is. I haven't managed to pick up the Kiwi twang yet. I'm doing my best. Yes, so I moved here 5 years ago, literally 3 weeks before our first lockdown.
Oh, wow.
With my family. I've got two children and a partner, and we moved from West Wales because I was awarded a scholarship to do a PhD at the University of Auckland. And we are not city people. So we did a drive around and entered the Coromandel Peninsula and thought, yes, please, capital letters. And so we're here. We're still here and now working and finished the PhD and now hoping to bring some of those learnings into practice alongside Age Concern Hauraki Coromandel.
Oh, that's amazing. It sounds like they're very fortunate to have you. And yeah, Tapuru, lovely little area. I've driven up there a few times up the coast, heading up to Coromandel, and can't beat it on a beautiful day, can you?
No, and even today it's absolutely pouring down outside, but it's just so beautiful. We feel very lucky every day, pretty much.
Yeah, because you've still got that view, haven't you? And the view keeps changing
exactly
all the time.
That.
Yeah. Hey, no, that's great. So we'll just talk a little bit about Age Concern Hauraki Coromandel and maybe sort of the catchment area that you cover, and then we'll sort of start talking about some of those services that you do provide.
Yeah, so Age Concern Hauraki Coromandel is a small, locally funded, locally governed charity. It's been running in Thames since 2016 because of the vastness of the region that we cover. So we cover the whole of the Hauraki district, all the way down to Waihee. We don't cover Waihee Beach, that's the kind of boundary there.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the Coromandel Peninsula, in theory, all the way up into Colville and Port Charles, but in reality, Whitianga is kind of really where we can stretch to simply because of the logistics of driving and the cost of time and mileage and that sort of thing. So our resources, which are online, we hope are being accessed far and wide, but our actual physical presence in terms of where we can be really extends.
Right, and as we talked about before, obviously, you know, the advancement of technology has meant that you can now put resources online for people to be able to access. Just going back to how you go up as far as Whitianga on the eastern sideboard, if someone, say, who lives, you know, maybe an hour or so north of there, do you do like drop-in sessions, like they could come down and meet you in Whitianga? How does that work?
So we have quite specific services. We run a volunteer visiting service. So that might mean that if we were able to match somebody who lived, as you say, an hour north with a volunteer who was willing to come and visit for an hour a week, certainly we'd make that match. And if that person wanted to come in to Whitianga, to attend the Chinwag, which is run at the Social Services Building. We do a dance class, which is in Oceanum, in continuing care. Then absolutely they would be welcome, yeah.
All right. I love the term Chinwag Cafe. you catch yourself sort of saying, oh, yeah, just, hey, keen to have a bit of a chinwag. It's just sometimes just having that connection, isn't it, for someone to be able to talk to someone else, because it can be pretty, pretty lonely if you're living on your own and maybe living in some sort of isolation or not able to get out and about. So really important to be able to have those connections, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of our key focus areas, social isolation, loneliness. We know that it's hugely impactful on health. It's difficult to talk about. Often lots of people feel embarrassed, to reach out. So I think taking some of the stigma away from that and just inviting people to come and have a chat and a cuppa, or join an exercise group, sort of feels like an easier way of tackling that problem.
And obviously you also mentioned that you have a visiting service, isn't it, where if you've got volunteers that are, keen to sort of go out and visit these people if, they're not able to get out and about themselves.
Yeah, that's right. And we have a fantastic team. So the team's there's two full-time staff, myself and Joe Sanderson, who's the team leader. And then we have our wonderful Val, who is the counsellor, and she runs the visiting service. So she does a really great job of visiting people in their home, spending time with them, listening, what are their needs, what sort of person would make them feel good for an hour a week. And then matching them with a visitor, so somebody that she's also met, had a chat with, and then she will be there for that first meeting to make sure it's a good match.
Oh, that's a great service to be able to provide. And unfortunately, we do find, a lot of people now, if they've got family, but they might be, have moved away, especially maybe to the big cities or something like that, or even overseas. And so maybe they don't have that same sort of connection, or they might even live a little bit rural and not have that neighbour right next door to them as well. So great to hear that that service is available. So I'm going to put you on the spot here now, Francine. So if anyone is listening and would like to contact Aged Concern Hauraki Coromandel in relation to how do I go about, either of these two services that we've talked about already, how do they do that?
Okay, so the best thing to do would be to visit our website, which is www.achc.org.nz, and all the contact details are on there.
Right, that's great. So just for that again, that's www.achc.org.nz. That's great.
Yeah. And we'll I'll give a phone number as well, shall I?
Yeah, no, that'll be great.
I know that we're not all the computer all the time.
That is true.
It's 07-868-9790.
All right. Hey, that's great. And we'll share those contact details again just before we do finish off this recording today. So what are some of the other services? I know there's a lot of different services and support you do provide out there.
There are, and I'm probably going to sort of start by saying we all wear lots of hats. My PhD research was in the role of dance in supporting health and well-being, particularly for older people who fall, people living with Parkinson's. So I'm very interested in that relationship for multiple reasons, for the physical self, also what we were talking about earlier, for the social connection, which I believe is enhanced and facilitated by moving together, laughing together in a space, and just also for the creation of community. So we have 9 strength and balance groups which run from Waihi all the way up to continuing care, although I will say that's just for the residents of continuing care. So Coromandel Town is as far up the Coromandel Peninsula that we run with those groups.
Mm-hmm.
We also have just started a new Parkinson's program, which we're calling PEARL, and that is a movement group for people living with Parkinson's and their whānau, and also a support group. So we do have that chinwag element at the end as well.
That's great, because, you know, you think back to the good old days. I'm sure it would have been the same for you over in Wales as here, as, you know, you hear about all the stories of, you know, your parents out, you know, dance halls, and it was sort of the in social thing to do, wasn't it? But these days, I think with everyone's busy lives and everything going on, it's sort of fallen by the wayside. So trying to get people back into some sort of dance movement sounds a good idea to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really passionate and a great advocate for moving and just feeling that little spark of joy when you hear a piece of music and your body remembers. The shoulders are going, the feet are tapping. I've seen it over many, many years build and build, so that, you know, that moment in the class spills out into a moment in the car as you're driving home, and then, you know, dancing at the cooker. And I just believe that those little moments of movement, connection, laughter, all of those things, they spill out of the class and kind of generate a greater activity and enthusiasm for all of life. And that is really what we're about at Age Concern. Hauraki Coromandel is about facilitating people's version of their best later life. We don't need to grow old quietly or gracefully. We can be visible. We can age however we like. That's the point. It's our choice. And we really hope to support people's vision for whatever that is for themselves.
It's a really great philosophy to live by, and is one of your key principles, I suppose, for why you do what you do out there. And I know just, you know, that music, actually, with my 90-year-old mum. Actually, yesterday I had her out and about, and we had some music playing. I had it on I think it was the Magic Station, which plays a lot of older music. And I actually noticed that she was tapping her hand on it, on her legs, you know, as she was to the beat of the music. It was great to see, yeah, she loves it. You know, when they have, she's in a sort of a care facility, and when they have concerts and they have people come and play all the old music and stuff, you know, she just loves it. I think it's partly, you know, a good trip back down memory lane, but it's a way to actually really get them stimulated. It's really great to see.
It really is. Blessed every time I'm in a space, and they're all different, the spaces. So I work with Ngāti Maru and the Kaumātua Rōpū, and that's a very different space. Sometimes we're joined by the Kōhanga Reo, and so we've got the kids, the little kids in the space with us, and we dance in Te Puri Community Hall, and again, that's a different space, and continuing care. Yet all of them, you just see a difference, you know, as and people often come in and say, I'm not going to do anything today. Mm. I'm just going to watch. It doesn't take long.
No, especially if maybe they start tapping their feet on the floor, and then that's sort of, you know, the little bit of encouragement to get up and about, and yeah, next minute they're really dancing away and enjoying the music. And of course, dancing to whatever level it is for them, isn't it? It could be just tapping their feet, or it could be getting right into it.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's exactly it. We can dance in our beds, you know, with our toes and with our hearts.
And so just carrying on around the dance theme for a moment, I heard you say that that was sort of, you know, your PhD was around the dance movement. So why did you choose that? How did you get into that?
So I worked for about 20 years in the UK for various different dance companies, and we were able to, well, I was lucky enough to be part of those initial conversations about the relationship between dance, but more broadly, arts in supporting health and well-being, particularly as we age. That's something that I'm just very passionate about. I think it's fundamental to the human experience, creativity. I know that you've had a few creative groups on the podcast. I don't think it changes as we age, but I think that recognition that really that access to all these kind of alternative classes that are supporting health and well-being alleviates the healthcare system. We know that 1 in 3 people will fall. We know that in about 20 years, 1 in 2, 50% of the hierarchy commander will be over 65. So statistically, that's a lot of fallers in the region. And so we really need to be thinking about it. And my argument really is, let's just do this. Let's get these exercises into our lives. Let's think about how we can integrate them. I think that unfortunately, exercise can feel a little bit like a chore. So through my research, I discovered people essentially didn't identify as a faller, even if they're falling a lot. And so a little bit the same with the social isolation conversation we had earlier, just coming to it from a different angle, bringing them into a space where we're dancing, but really we're camouflaging those falls prevention exercises.
I think that's a great way to approach it, actually. Yeah, very much so. As soon as you sometimes say that word exercise, isn't it? You know, do I have to?
Yeah.
But as soon as you get that music playing, it's amazing how, you know, they get the beat, you know, tapping the feet or, you know, the hands, whatever it might be, clicking their fingers.
Yeah. Or just wanting to stand even, and all of a sudden a balance turns into a Charleston. And so there are just multiple ways to get to the same destination, I guess I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, well, it sounds like it was a fantastic topic for you to look at for your PhD, and very fortunate for Age Concern Hauraki Coromandel to have you come on as a health promoter and be able to help facilitate having these dance classes available to our older people. Just also going back to the statistic you just mentioned as well, that at some stage over 50% of the Hauraki Coromandel population is going to be over the age of, was it 65, was it?
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
2048, I believe.
By 2048, okay, and as time's flying and we're already, I heard someone say the other day, we're a quarter of the way through this century. How's that?
Wow.
I know, 2025, so 2048, you know. Yeah, not that far away. That's incredible. So, yeah, it's all about being proactive, isn't it, and looking at how, you know, you can sort of assist the people to, in a way, slow down that that lack of mobility and I suppose give them hope.
And keep connected, keep doing things. So we also run driver refresher courses, which really support people to kind of brush up on their driving skills. And we did 6 of those last year across the peninsula and in the Hauraki, Pairua. Yes, just kind of staying connected and busy. What did they say? If you don't use it, you lose it.
And that is so right, definitely. That's a great idea about the Safe Driver Refresher course. I was actually talking to a dear old friend of mine yesterday who just turned 80 or so, and she's had to, you know, redo, get her eyes checked, you know, for her license and things. And she said it's amazing how you do start to just lose that little bit of confidence. So having the opportunity to do a refresher type course would be invaluable to help boost, I suppose, that confidence out there. And of course, cars are going faster and bigger, and people are becoming more impatient. So, great idea. And do you do that in conjunction with or in partnership with someone?
Yeah, it's in partnership with Waka Kotahi, and it's run by Marianne, and I'm sorry, I don't know her surname off the top of my head. She's Let me find out for you. We have very, very good feedback from those courses. People sort of say, you know, you can imagine it's been a long time since you sat your test and learnt all the rules. So, Marianne, I think it's her. Let me just double check for you.
That's right. And while you're doing that, I'll just be able to pass on the contact details. Same details for anyone who is looking at maybe booking in for one of these Staying Safe Driver Refresher courses. The phone number is 07868 9790, and there's also an email which is info@achc.org.nz. So have you been able to find Marianne's details there?
I haven't, Roseanne, and I'm really embarrassed about that.
That's all right. I'm sure she'll forgive you.
Marianne, she's very fantastic.
That's all we need to know.
Everyone loves her, and they're fully booked. So yeah. Do keep your eye out on our Facebook page. We do have a very active Facebook page. Jo is Sanderson, who's our team leader, is busy really keeping that updated. So do check it out for the next upcoming Staying Safe course and get yourself booked onto it.
Right, yes, because I can see on the website here you've got the course coming up in Whangamata on the 1st of May is already full.
That's right, yeah.
And then you've got another one coming up in Tairua on the 15th of May. Doesn't look like that one's full yet, so you might still have an opportunity to be able to book in for that one.
Yes, jump in.
Yeah, get in quick while you can. All right. And also, I see on your website around total mobility. So do you link in there around if people are needing some sort of support to get a trip somewhere from home to some sort of service that they require?
Yes, so that's right. So we work with Waikato Total Mobility. The card is only for Thames. So it's from Tararu down to Corfu. And it's a card, so Val, who I was talking about, who's our counsellor and runs the visiting service, her other hat is Total Mobility. And she'll sort of run through an assessment. And then if all being well, you'll be issued with a card and it gives you 75% off your taxi fare.
Ah, that's a great service, that is.
It's a great service.
Yeah. And so, again, it would be just a matter of either ringing or emailing those contact details that we've already provided if you're looking at wanting to be a part of that or have some opportunity to access that 75% discount.
Yes, within the Thames, so from Tararu to Corfu.
Right, in that catchment itself. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, that's great. Look, time's flying by. We've actually only got about 5 minutes to go. So what else is happening? What other services are you providing or what's coming up? Anything of interest that you'd like to share?
I would really like to just do a save the day.
Yeah.
We are celebrating the International Day of the Older Person. That's the 1st of October. So we've just found out yesterday that we received the Creative Communities funding, so we'll be running dance workshop and we'll be doing some flowers for friendship and a morning tea. So save the date, 1st of October in the Civic Centre.
And that's in Thames, isn't it?
And that's in Thames, yeah.
Right, okay. So that's great to know. And for anyone out there, it's not just about coming along to that session. It may be, you know, making the most of celebrating, you know, older people on that date. You know, maybe it's your family or your neighbour or some other dear friend out there. I know we should be celebrating and connecting with them all the time, but maybe looking at the 1st of October as being that special day to make sure we do recognise all our older people out there.
Yeah, that's right. It feels like, you know, getting old is something that we all drag our feet towards. But I would love to see us really acknowledging and celebrating our elders for all their wisdom and, you know, acknowledging that we will get there too, hopefully, one day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully with a smile on our face all the way through. Yeah, so maybe, you know, picking up those, getting those dancing shoes out and, tapping a beat to that music. There's a couple of other areas that I saw on your website, you know, valuable information and resources, obviously, people can come to. I believe there's a newsletter or has been a regular newsletter that people can receive. And then obviously there's links to other services, aren't there? Like, unfortunately, you know, elder abuse is something that does happen out there. We have to, you know, sort of admit, unfortunately, that does occur. But obviously there's opportunities, there's help out there for people, isn't there, in that space?
There certainly is. Yeah, and we, you know, please do ring that number for a confidential call. We will signpost you and support you to make the best sense of how to move forward.
Yeah, it's definitely not a nice situation for anyone to be in, but it's unfortunately becoming more prevalent, over probably the last 10 or 20 years, and it can be in various different types of abuse, can't it? So, so there is help out there for people. It's just a matter of, you know, contacting. And I'm sure it'd be the same with other age concerns across the country as well, wouldn't it?
Yes, that's right. And in Pairo, the Hauraki Māori Trust Board, they also have an elder abuse, and that's who we make our referrals to, as well as Age Concern in Hamilton.
Right, okay. Hey, that's great to know. All right, well, counting down now, just over a minute to go, Francine. So any last minute words of wisdom or little gems that you'd like to just share with everyone?
Oh, just thank you very much. We would greatly receive, we are a small self-funded organisation. We will all age, hopefully, and we will have parents who are ageing. So any donations or membership, gratefully received.
Hey, no, that's great. And obviously we should just take the opportunity to have a shout out to Creative New Zealand?
Creative Communities, that's right.
Creative Communities, who obviously have provided you some funding or approved some funding for the Age Concern event that will be coming up on the 1st of October.
That's right. We've had some great support, some great funding from the Lion Foundation, from the Prose Miller Accountants. And again, on our Facebook, you'll see that we are working with partners, St John's, who are providing a shuttle service to the Parkinson's class. We're really working hard to connect the dots amongst the services so that we're all working together to support our older communities.
Great. Hey, look, thank you for that, Francine, and a big thank you to you and your small team at Age Concern Hauraki Coromandel for the amazing mahi that you are doing out there to support our elderly communities. So that brings us to an end of the show. Thank you, everyone. Ka kite.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.